Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. I'm your host, as normal, Cody. And we're going to continue October's week of horror comic books. If you've been keeping up, today's episode is about Scott Snyder's witches. I should say Scott Snyder and Jock. But I'll get to that in a minute. But witches, that's W-Y-T-C-H-E-S. If you haven't been paying attention so far, or, you know, if you just dropped in. It is spelled differently, but that's all right. So this book was created by the awesome and spectacular Scott Snyder and the amazing artist known as Jock. I say Jock, it's Jock, J-O-C-K. So for those who didn't listen to the first week's episode where I talked about American Vampire, about Scott Snyder, Scott Snyder is a... American comic book writer who's done a lot of stuff. I'm not even going to go over all of it, but he's written for Marvel, for DC, for Image, or his main ones. He's worked on Batman, Swamp Thing, Superman. He did Detective Comics. He's writing Justice League right now. That's really it. I think it's really for that. For Marvel, he worked on Iron Man Noir, Human Torch. He did a story in the 70th anniversary special, in a book called Nation X, which was an anthology book as well. He did a story in. Other than that, that's pretty much it for Mr. Scott Snyder. Jock, on the other hand, has done tons of covers. He is super well known for his art style, because it is very iconic. He's books he's actually worked on interiors of would be Hellblazer. He did The Losers, Green Arrow. He does some Batman stuff, Batman All-Star Batman with Scott. He did some Judge Dredd stuff. I think that's really it for the most part. I mean, obviously he did Witches. That's a thing. But he's an amazing artist too. But that's it for the makers of the book. Oh, and Matt Hollingsworth did the colors in this book, too, if you're wondering. I often forget to mention them a lot of times. That's it. Yeah, that's it, I think, for the artists in the book. Let's talk about the book itself. The book itself is... pretty fucked up. So I'll give you the little blurb I found about the development of the book itself. So Scott came up with the idea for Witches after recalling a childhood experience where he and a friend made up stories about a family of Satanists living in the nearby Pennsylvania forest that were constantly trying to capture the two boys. He later revisited the area out of nostalgia and saw a moving object that looked vaguely human, which made Snyder think that there was something in the forest that had been waiting for him to return. The idea translated into a concept of witches that would patiently wait for their victims as opposed to chasing them after them, as they knew the victims would inevitably be drawn back to the witches' location. This further expanded into the idea that the witches would have this incredible knowledge of their ancient natural science that would enable them to perform various feats like curing various diseases and extending lifespans, which they would then trade with locals in exchange for the individual pledging of a person to the witches. Snyder also chose to have the witches not possess magical abilities and instead be a bestial primal creature that lives deep in the woods. Yep, and decided to add in the concept of parental fear that a parent would be ultimately incapable of protecting their child 24 hours a day, regardless of efforts. So that's the basic idea and development plot or development ideas that Scott had that he eventually got with Jock and said, yo, let's do this. And they did. You got witches. So witches is a tremendous book. Art is gorgeous. The story is frightening. The concept is frightening. Not too far-fetched to actually happen if it was something you could actually do. But, so the premise is this. So, I'm going to read this synopsis, the beginning of it, not the whole thing, because I don't want to ruin it for you, like I have tried not to ruin the other ones for you, because I really want you to read them and get through it. It's pretty fun. So the series follows the Rock family, in particular the daughter, Sailor. The family moved to the town of Litchfield, New Hampshire, following an incident involving Sailor and a particular vicious school bully named Annie. In this incident, Sailor was attacked and Annie went missing, prompting rumors that Sailor killed her. Eventually, the speculation grows to the point where Sailor's father, Charlie, and mother, Lucy, decide that the only thing they could do is move the family to a neighboring town in hopes of starting over. This proves unsuccessful, as some of the rumors have followed the family and Sailor still feels ostracized from her new school peers. The family is also largely unaware that the town is home to its own supernatural secrets, in particular a tradition where a person will pledge another to strange beings, witches, in the nearby forest in order to gain a boon for them, from them. So, this is basically what happens. So, to give you the idea of the world this is in, the witches, these creatures that live in the forest, will give what is referred to as a boon to a person who sacrifices another. And the boon, as the description of the development said, can be used to cure illnesses of all sorts, extend your lifespan. It can bring you wealth. It can pay off debts. It can be used for a lot of different things. And the pledge is what they refer to it. When you pledge someone, there's this this goop that you use, known as the pledge, that you smear on the other person. You put on the other person. It marks them. And you don't have to, like, drench them in it. You can actually just wipe it on their clothes, wipe it on their skin, and it marks them for the witches to get them. So there's a couple things in it that you learn. There's a short story, I believe, at the beginning. I tried to find the issues before today and reread them again. But I want to say it's the first 8 pages is a small story, kind of setting up the premise of the world they live in. And it's this guy who shows up to at night to a lady's house. You find out that lady is his sister, and the sister just had a baby, and he's talking about how, you know, long drive, and he brings these sandwiches that you basically get the fact that they're like their favorites from this favorite sandwich place back in town where he's from. She starts eating the sandwich, and he's like, I'm sorry, and she's like, well, for what did you do? And then you can see it's all from her point of view. Her vision starts to go blurry, and she falls down paralyzed and explains to her that he's done some very bad things and he needs to do something to fix it. And what he does is he basically gives up, he pledges this newborn baby of his sister, so his nephew, I believe it's a nephew, to the witches. And he tells her, hey, they're going to come in. They're going to make it quick. It's not going to, the baby's not going to feel any pain. It's going to be over quick. Just don't look directly at them. They don't like being looked at. And so he says, to help you, I'll cover your eyes, because she's paralyzed because whatever he put in her system to knock her out. During this, he says, oh, did you look at them? And then he sees them. And again, you're seeing all from her point of view through the slits in his fingers. And then you find out that he accidentally looked at him. Then he gets attacked by them and gets torn to shreds. And epilogue, what's called. And so then you go into the main story about Sailor and her parents, Charlie and Lucy. Pretty overall, the story itself is kind of fucked up in a way. Just like any good Scott Snyder book. There's another book I wanted to talk about, but I didn't want to have three Scott Snyder books in this month. But when it comes to like Scott Snyder month or something, there's other stuff I can talk about. Some of his Batman stuff and a book called Severed, which I fucking love as well. Gives me a chance to reread it again for like the 19th time. This story, it goes pretty quick. You can get the whole thing, and I think it's 6 issues. You can get it in a trade paperback. You can get it digitally. It is not on Comixology Unlimited. Sorry, I looked already. I'm trying to give you guys a look ahead. But it is. You can buy it on there for like $8 for the collection or $9 for the collection or something like that. I can't remember what it was. As well as if you want to order a physical copy, I'm sure you can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your local comic book shop if you want to support them. Hopefully they have a copy of it. Any good comic book shop should hold at least one copy of every Scott Snyder trade out there. At least one of his smaller stuff, the non-continuing stuff. But if you really want, coming next week, a week from today, the reason I wanted to bring this episode up today and not next week, which is Halloween, on Halloween, the October 31st, which is a Wednesday, they're releasing a special one-off Halloween issue of Witches. It's a new story to go along with the other 6. I don't know what it's about other than the fact that it's set in the world of witches. With, I believe Scott Snyder is the only writer on it. I think it's just him. And I believe Jock does the art again, if I'm not mistaken. It doesn't say it on here. I thought it was on the page that I found, but I didn't. But it does come out next week on Halloween. I'm sure all comic book shops will have it. You can order it online digitally or physical copy if you want to get one of those. Again, I don't know what it's about. I just know that it's a new story in the realm of the witches so on and so forth. That's pretty cool. And then a little bit tidbit about the series itself. Shortly after the release of the book in October of 2014, Plan B Entertainment, which is the company that the production company owned by Brad Pitt, purchased the film rights for Witches to turn into a major motion picture, which I think would do really well. Especially if you want to fuck with people, you do that short story ahead of time, like before it, either like as like a promo thing, like set up the world of, or as the movie starts, that's how you start the movie before credits, just boom, right into it, and it'll be super fucked up, pretty traumatizing, and then you go right into the story, and then, that fun stuff. But, so nothing has happened since then about it, it's been 4 years, literally, but who knows how long they have the rights for and if it's something they can retain back to Scott or not. But Scott and Jock were signed up to be executive producers along with Brad Pitt, Dee Dee Gardner, and Jeremy Kleiner, who are all part of Plan B Entertainment along with Brad Pitt himself. I think it would be pretty cool, pretty gnarly. I don't think it's one of Plan B's... if you don't know, Plan B Entertainment does a lot of productions, way more than you actually think they do. Not only did they do the World War Z movie and movies, if I'm not mistaken, I think the second one's still happening. I don't know, I never saw the first one because it didn't look good to me, but that's a thing. You can look forward to maybe happening with Plan B. But Plan B Entertainment has done a lot of things. I'm not going to pull up a list of it and look it up, but it's you can look them up and find them. They've done a lot of... I think there's a bunch of Netflix stuff they've done, like Netflix movies. So I think it would be a really fun movie. I think it's the story is concise enough and small enough to be able to do a movie on it, and it wouldn't be terrible. Especially if you have the right people behind it. You know, whatever. I mean, you could do it if you really wanted to. I think it's really it for witches, I believe. I think I'm done talking about that. I think that's really it for that. As for what I'm reading lately, book-wise, novel-y these things, I finished the Witcher book, like I said. I got a John Scalzi book I was mentioning last week. I finished that. It was really, really good. And I started the second one called Ghost Brigade just yesterday. I think it was I started yesterday. No, Sunday. Started on Sunday. Pretty good so far as well. It's broadening the world more, a little bit more. You learn about a group called the Ghost Brigade, which you learn about at the end of Old Man's War, the first book. So far, what's really weird is what you thought was the main character from the first book. Don't worry, he didn't die, as far as I know. He does not so far continue into the second book, which I thought he was the main protagonist through all the books. But apparently, he may come back up in it. He may be like a Jack Ryan type thing where he's not really mentioned in the beginning, but he filters through and then becomes more of a main person throughout towards the end of the book, I guess, maybe. I'm not too sure. I don't know. But I do know for the fact that the first 23% of the book, which I'm looking at my progression, and he is not mentioned whatsoever at all, other than a brief mention of him and his exploits with the Ghost Brigade at the end of the first book. So, interesting little thing. And again, I'm only a quarter of the way through, or not even a quarter of the way through. And I don't know if he's going to show up anytime later. But it does not really seem like it. Maybe, maybe not. Just because it does focus on another character you meet towards the end, that has to do with him, but not directly with him. But, you'd understand if you read it. Really good book. Very emotional. Did not go the way I thought it was going to do. I thought there was something that was going to happen I was very upset about. But overall, tremendous story, great idea. And when it comes to when I read enough of the John Scalzi's books, which I think I have enough of them to do a whole month of, so I'll probably look at seeing when his birthday is and do the month of his birthday. I'll do a bunch of John Scalzi's books because I have the two lock-in books, the Red Shirts, and now I'm gonna have two of the Old Man War, so it should make five. John Scalzi books I can talk about. That's pretty much it for this week's episode. A nice short one. Again, we're talking about Witches by Scott Snyder and Jock. I highly recommend checking this one out if you like the scary stuff. You like gorgeous, terrifying artwork as well. You can check it out. It's a pretty fun read. Pretty quick. The art is, like I said, phenomenal by Jock. And then again, if you want to get that and the Witches one shot that comes out next week, get that one. It's I believe it's just called Witches Halloween special issue or something like that. But anyways, if you ask your local comic shop, or if you go on to the Amazons, which I can pull up for you, you'll see it. Pretty fucking quickly, I would imagine, because you can't really not spell it right, because if you type in WYTCHES, you get it. Which is the Halloween episode or Halloween issue, which comes out on the 31st, is called Witches Bad Egg Halloween. Interesting. The cover is really fucking dope too. So you can get that one. Volume one of Witches, like I said, is $8 on the Kindle app, which looks gorgeous on most nice tablets like iPads and gonna guess probably the Samsungs as well. Or if you read them on like your Microsoft Surface tablets, they look good on computers too. But obviously, tablets you can hold in your hand a little easier than you can a computer, unless you have one of those crazy 2-in-1 computers. Anyways, it's a business talk. Anyways, the covers are really cool. If you go online and look at them, they're really fun. But Witches, Volume 1, 6 issues, and then next week on Halloween, the 31st of October, Witches Bad Egg Halloween Special will be out, and it is, I want to say it's pretty hefty of a book. I can't remember, I don't know if it says, it's Volume 2, they say, in the listing here. Yeah, I was right. It's 80 pages, so it's a fairly fairly dense book. It's $7.99, so it's essentially a trade, a graphic novel. And Witches itself, I'm trying to pull it up here. So many Witches is double that. 144 pages for Witches Volume 1. But pretty awesome book. I can't wait for the Bad Egg special, Halloween special, which will be out next week. Waiting for me from my hot little hands at the comic book shop. But yeah, check it out if you want a fun, different take on witches for the most part. That's why it's spelled differently. But also just a fun little, fucked up fun little story to read and share with the wee little ones while you tuck them in to bed on Halloween night after their bellies are full with candy and scare them so they don't go to sleep and just throw up all night. There you go. That's it for this episode. I can't talk. This week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. As usual, I am your host, Cody. And again, we were talking about Witches by Scott Snyder and Jock with Colors by Matt Hollingsworth. I keep forgetting to mention them in these. But that's it for this week's episode, everybody. Tune in next week where we will be talking about Outcast by Robert Kirkman. Another really fun one that unfortunately was a not unfortunately, it was made into a really good TV show that just didn't go as far as it needed to, but we'll talk about more of that next week on this here podcast, same podcast time, and as usual, guys, let's be awesome.